When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Martin, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's 22 minutes past 8.
Environment Minister Phil Hogan last night confirmed.
Well, my granny was convinced that this girl was answering my phone, so she was coming down to try and catch this woman in the bed with me in the morning.
That's Brezzy, and it's good. It's good intentions at 27 minutes past 8. We're talking cuddly toys and Hector's book and listeners. Good morning, Simon.
That's probably the reason why I'm single.
For St. Vincent de Paul.
20 minutes now to 9 o'clock. Let's have a look at this. It's Inchy Dolly Island.
You know that feeling in the pit of your stomach when you're stuck in the car and you're running late?
At the signal, it will be 21:00.
Meet Dave.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Dave has a bit of an issue with punctuality.
I'm late for work, for football, for nights out, for everything. I remember in school I was late for detention. Which I got for being late. I think it was a Saturday morning thing, and you used to have to be in for 9:30, and I think I got in about 10:00.
And have you always been like this?
Since the day I was born. I was born 2 weeks late, and that was the start of it.
It is 8 minutes past 8.
All right, thank you, Kate. It's now at 8:33.
It's 18 minutes to 9. Multiple defaults.
And what about your mates? Like, if they're meeting you, do they just say, we're meeting at 6 and hope that you'll be there by 8?
Oh, yeah, they work off Dave's time now. So anything, it's really half an hour after Greenwich Mean Time.
That's brilliant. And what about work then? Do they care?
They do. I think every job I've had have issues with timekeeping, obviously, as most jobs in the world do, you know.
Yeah. Wait till you hear how much Dave time has cost him.
I think the total was up around €6,000.
Over years?
Over six years. In the hope that would shock you into sorting yourself out and not being late.
But it didn't.
I did for a week or two, and then you just think, €6,000-€7,000, what's that between friends?
Between employers.
Only a new car. That was 3 years ago. It's probably
€10,000 now,
yeah,
is it?
Up around that, I'd say.
Dave! Oh my god! Sand dunes and salty air. It's a couple of months in Crete.
It is a couple of months.
Why did I mention Crete? Well, whatever about being late for work, no one would be late for their holidays, would they?
We missed that flight.
That's not a great start.
Well, there was 3 of us going to Crete, but we were going through Manchester.
Okay, added complication, I grant you.
We flew into Manchester and got the train into the city centre because we had 6 or 7 hours to kill. So we went to a few bars and had a walk about in Manchester.
It continues in this vein. First is the taxi.
So we had to go and get a taxi to the airport, which cost us, I think, £40 or something.
Okay, that's £40.
And he put the foot down the whole way, and we were there, but we got there 10 minutes before the flight was due to leave.
Then there's new flights.
An extra €260, which is strange because the original holiday cost us €200.
So that's an extra £300 odd.
We learned our lesson.
Sorry, what was that?
We learned our lesson.
Let's have that again.
We learned our lesson.
And what about coming back? You made it home in one piece?
Eventually. coming back, I managed to miss the bus.
Okay, another taxi. But you may remember there was some industrial action during the summer in Greece.
So we went over to the line of striking taxi drivers and in broken English begged them to take us back to the hotel so they could get me passport.
To break the picket, like?
Yeah, and they were all afraid to do it, so eventually a fella came over to us away from the group and said, "Don't tell anybody, give me €100 and I'll bring you back." So I had no choice, it was either that or I missed the flight again. So I gave him €100.
So far it cost you about £400.
Oh yeah, for a budget cheap holiday we got for €200, it cost over £500 in the end. Well, we got 4 weeks in Crete for €500. At the start of it, I hadn't planned it that way.
Yeah, that's right. So one of Dave's friends gave him a present of an alarm clock.
Y'all know what time it is.
It was the alarm clock, the one that I lost.
Where did you lose it?
I took it with me to Copperface Jacks.
Copperface Jacks is a nightclub.
And I thought this would be a great crack. It'd be like the rapper Flavor Flav with the clock around me neck. Well, I left it on the bar and went off to the back machine and completely forgot about it.
So that was the end of the alarm clock?
Maybe someone took it home with them and has a nice alarm clock at home now, I don't know.
Gets into work and...
Yeah, maybe they do, well, I don't.
Welcome back to Breakfast with Hector. 20 minutes past 8. We're talking cuddly toys. We've reunited and...
It's 18 minutes to 9. Multiple defaults, all your credit rates.
Nearly 10 minutes now to 9. Let's check in with a road watch in mind and say good morning again to Rebecca Horn.
No, this isn't a story about Dave getting married. It's another story about a wedding.
It was starting at 2 o'clock, I think it was, and I was late, and it was 2:30 before I got there. There was no car park spaces left, so I parked
down a laneway by the church beside a gate and ran into the ceremony.
And the priest was up on the altar and they were exchanging rings, and next thing, the second priest ran out onto the altar with a piece of paper, and everyone was kind of looking around saying, "What the hell is going on here?" And he ran up to the priest and whispered in his ear and handed him this piece of paper. And the priest stopped them as they're exchanging rings and got the microphone and announced, "Excuse me, would the owner of car registration number 04D, whatever the numbers were, please come out to the vehicle because it's causing an obstruction?" So the whole church, the heads all turned, and the groom, who knows me well enough by now, looked around at me, knowing full well it was me. And said, "Get out there now." So when I got to the car, I'd realised I'd parked outside the school and all the kids were locked in the gate because I was parked on the sensor and they couldn't open the gates and they were all bawling, crying, and the mothers were waiting to get them out and they couldn't get them out of the gate. And the mothers were all shouting at me and they were saying, "You Dublin scum, coming down here with your cars and blocking this thing. The kid's been there for 10 minutes crying out the gate." I said, "I'm very sorry, I apologise. I didn't realise it was a school." So I got in the car and reversed out the way and didn't go back into the show, just drove straight to the hotel for the reception.
So what about the women in Dave's life? Are they working off Dave time?
Yeah, when my mother's away, your granny likes to ring to make sure that I'm awake in the mornings. So, yeah, first thing in the morning, earlier than anyone needs to get up, she ring.
And you answer the phone?
I do, yeah, but she has a habit of getting the number wrong, and she used to ring different people. But for some reason, she got the same number wrong all the time, so she used to ring the same person every morning at 8 o'clock.
Hello?
And the poor girl, I don't know who she was, but she was fed up and she said she was calling the guards if your granny rang anymore. But my granny was convinced that this girl was answering my phone, so she was coming down to try and catch this woman in the bed with me in the morning. She was like, "Get him up out of bed." And the woman was going, "What are you talking about?" And the granny used to, she lives about probably that far away from the, so she can see out the window, like, And she's, I can see her in the mornings looking out the window trying to see, is there a woman coming out of the house? She's mad.
And what about on dates and stuff? Are you always like...
That's probably the reason why I'm single.
Do they get a bit cross?
Yes. Well, it's, isn't it? I suppose traditionally the woman is meant to be late, isn't she? Yeah, well, the opposite, I think, applies here.
And how late have you been?
For dates? Half an hour.
And were they 40
minutes. Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say. They didn't show it, but you could tell. You know, when a woman's mad, you can tell. And you don't have to say anything. You can just see it in their face. You know when she's mad.
And so, do you think if you really liked someone enough, you'd be in time?
I'd like to think she'd understand about my situation. My tardiness is a disease. If she can accept that, then that's the one for me.
So you can be 40 minutes late and she'll still be delighted to see it, then you're onto something.
The fact that I made it there, it's a sign of true love.
Oh, that's brilliant.
In fairness, I have improved a lot. I'm on time a lot more now than I would have been.
Are you?
Say, this time last year, yeah.
Oh, well then.
So, slowly but surely.
You're on the road to recovery, Dave.
I feel like an alcoholic.
Any
after
day
going
now.
To an AA meeting. And
is there a 12-step programme?
Step one, stop being late. Step two, that's it.
I hope Dave heard this. I did tell him what time it was on. Oh well, there's always listen back.